It's that time of year, bro. People hopping in the portal left and right. I'm talking about like 400 plus people in the first day. Like, as soon as the portal opened, yeah, I'm out.
It's different now.
Dudes that's on tournament teams. Could you imagine you being on a tournament team and dudes already hopping in the portal? Like,
I would never do that. I'm like real loyal to a fuck. I could be in an effed up situation, bro, but I wouldn't do that to my teammates.
Which tournament do you think is going to be more interesting this year? The men's tournament or the women's tournament?
Women's, easy. They got the ball now. I'm super excited for that, honestly. I enjoy watching women's more anyway.
It's gone! Miles Tredd becomes the 38th player in the history of Nicolai basketball to go over 1,000 career points.
What's up, everybody? It's Miles Dredd, host of the Heat Check, presented by State Media. Super excited to have you guys on the show. We're going to have weekly episodes with former Penn State basketball players and other hoopers across the Big Ten. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We really appreciate you guys' support. Enjoy the show.
College football tees, college basketball tees, whatever you need, Mercury has you covered with the best merch out there. We're talking about high-quality clothing, inexpensive, and the best part is I have a 15% discount for everybody who goes and gets some right now. Use the code below, hit the link in the description, and go get your merch now. Use the code to get 15% off. What are you waiting on? Go do it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the newest episode of the Heat Check. It's your boy, Miles Dredd. And I'm super excited to have one of my best friends on the show today. One of my former roommates. We just, you know what I'm saying? Like road trip partners, locker room, like one of my guys, you feel me? So we got Sam Sessoms in the building today. Give it up for Sam. Thank you so much for hopping on, brother. Talk to me. What's going on with you?
Nah, bro, I appreciate you for having me on here, obviously, you know. It's just, I'm overseas right now, first year. I'm in Romania. This is the second country I've been in. Started in Kosovo, I'm in Romania now, bro, but we was over here grinding, man. Just basketball, same thing we've been doing since we was kids. Just getting paid for it now, so.
You got a beard. I ain't never seen you with a full beard, bro. Like,
I ain't been getting no cuts lately. That's what
they ain't got no barber over there or nothing, though?
They got barbers, bro. Europeans, though, they actually do good with, like, fades and all that. Like, you know, but, like, a lot of Europeans got, like, similar hair as me, but they good at fade and stuff. But I just been in grind mode, bro. I ain't getting no good.
I get it. Well, I'm going to get right to it, bro. This is something that I feel like a lot of people always wondered about you. You transferred from Binghamton, like, you know, big fish in a little pond. You kind of took that whole basketball team by storm. You're like, I was under-recruited. Mm-hmm. We understood that. You understood that. And it was time for something different, right?
Yeah.
What made you choose Penn State of all places because of that?
Honestly, bro, I know how important the Chambers and them staff was, how good they were at recruiting, how honorable, like they were honorable men at the end of the day. But not only that, it was just too many Philly connections to Penn State. You came there at a time. I mean, DJ was there before you, but the time you was there, you came into a team that was full of Philly guys. The staff was Philly. But it ultimately came down to like Chambers and just how he spoke of me, the guys he had on the team. I knew you. I remember I was talking to you during my recruitment there, and I talked to a couple guys from Philly that was there as well, and it just felt like home right away, bro. Honestly, when I entered the portal, I had a lot of like high majors, but I didn't really entertain nothing but Penn State. It's like once I entered, within like a week, bro, I knew I was gonna go to Penn State.
Yeah,
that's ultimately why I came there, and let's not forget it's the Big Ten at that time. Right. I don't really watch college basketball. I haven't watched it this year, but at that time, Big Ten was crazy. Top 25 teams, it was just the best. You know, so I felt like at Binghamton, I did what I could, but I felt like I was always one of the better players, you know, and just in college basketball, so I wanted to play against the best players. And I knew going to Penn State, it would be like going to Philly and playing against the best players in college. That's what it came down to.
OK. Okay. So he ain't telling y'all the truth. He called me on the phone, was like, bro, should I come?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, what you waiting on? Like, you know you want to come. Like, just come on. Like, so, like, don't let him feed you all that other stuff about playing in the big. He wanted to play with me.
It's crazy.
And I'm the best recruiter there is, and he wanted to play with me.
No, I literally remember that. I don't know if you know, when I actually talked to you on the phone about it, I was with my Binghamton coaches because I had a real good relationship with them.
Yeah.
And they kind of knew my time there was over with, and they were good guys as well. So they, like, I understand, like, you know what I mean? But they just wanted to help me with it to see, make sure it was the right fit. My old coach, Tommy Dempsey, he were familiar with Chambers and them. And when you called me, I had you on speaker in front of them. Like, true story. And I remember that whole conversation. I was in the assistant coach office. But I definitely hopped on the phone with you and gave you the rundown before I even – I talked to you before I talked to the Philly guys. Because Seth not from Philly, but I didn't really know Seth like that. I knew you more than anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a true story.
So it's that time of year, bro. People hopping in the portal left and right. I'm talking about, like, –
oh, man.
400 plus people in the first day. Like, as soon as the portal opened, yeah, I'm out.
It's different
dudes
now.
Dudes that's on tournament teams to dudes that's season's already over. Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine you being on a tournament team and dudes already hopping in the portal, like, before the season's over with? Don't you want to experience the NCAA tournament? Like, with the team that you was just with?
What's up, everybody? It's Miles Dredd. Are you one of those people who struggles to eat healthy every day? Especially for me, I'm on the go. I found something that's really helped me out. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more. With over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons, it'll help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/heatcheck50 and use code HEATCHECK50 to get 50% off. That's code HEATCHECK50 at factormeals.com/HeatCheck50 to get 50% off. What you waiting on? Let's go.
The people are doing that. Like, it's people that's, like, on the team, their team is going to the tournament, but they just, like, I'm not going to the tournament. I'm
I'm in the portal.
See, I would never do that because I like to view myself as, I'm, like, real loyal to a fuck. I could be in an effed up situation, bro, but I wouldn't do that to my teammates. No matter if I had problems with the staff, my minutes, or none of that, the relationship you build with your teammates is just OD, out of this world. Like, we still keep in touch. I ain't played with you in 2 years. You just can't describe that relationship you built, but that's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I don't know how you can do that as a man. Like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, everybody's situation is different. Everybody has their own principles, but me personally, bro, I could never. And I never played in a tournament. So, boy, I'd get my leg in an arm just to experience it, honestly.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I have some shared experiences with our time at Penn State. You know, we struggled, you know, those 2 years that we were together. You know, we had some great moments. Obviously, some, you know, very heartbreaking and gut-wrenching moments that, you know, you wish you could take back. You know what I mean? Like, you wish you could get back. But honestly, like, with playing with you, I have no regrets whatsoever. Like, I feel like you the type of person I could call on for anything, point blank, period. And I feel like I at least hope you feel the same way about me.
Definitely.
But talk about, you know, when you left Penn State and decided to go to Coppin, like, what was going through your mind then in that time period?
Honestly, bro, Penn State was a tough time for me in my life. The first year, I was able to get through it, but it was tough when the coaches that recruited me kind of left. Chambers and Ergs. Ergs stayed, but it wasn't the same. We could agree. Like, I knew that wasn't what I was coming for, the way that year turned out. Second year, my little brother passed away. And, honestly, bro, that shit was just like, I'm a real emotional guy. So no matter what I was going through, like, I always had a smile on my face the whole year. Was showing up, working hard, bro. But I was just burnt out, man. I was burnt out. Came to Penn State, and it had nothing to do with Penn State, honestly. It was just life. Life was lifing on me, man. And come to make my decisions, bro, I don't think I still ain't tell y'all the teams that was calling my phone. Like, because my second year at Penn State, with Pickett, you know, the second year, I had a solid year numbers-wise, statistics-wise. I was important to the team, you know. So when I entered the portal, bro, I had, like, a lot of high major schools hit me up, like, talking about starting roles and really being one of the guys. But I was burnt out just from – part of it was me being burnt out from, like, it was life was life in, and I had 1 year left, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go nowhere and take a chance because – not saying it would have happened, but I came to Penn State my first year to coach. Unfortunate situation happened. The second year, new coaching staff come in. It was just too many changes, pieces going on. So I just wanted to be in control. And Coppin State was literally in Baltimore, bro, right around the corner. Ultimately, it came down to them staying with music to my ears, close to the crib. I just wanted to hoop. Forget politics and all that, bro. Like, you know, like, the higher up you go, there's more politics, there's certain ways to go, really less freedom. I was burnt out, bro. So I went to cop, and I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, but I was ready for it. It lost me the can on that, but I the most important factor, bro, was just life. Life was life. And being at, like, a Big Ten, Big East type school, you got to be like a professional. It's like a professional. No room, no air for mental breakdowns, fuck-ups, and all that. I knew at Coppin, I could have a bad day, bad week. Maybe. Right. I could fuck up this play and not air. You know what I mean? It was just a lot of stuff, bro. I kind of just...
Then you have, like, when you have that kind of freedom and let you start to play a little bit more free.
Yeah, it really wasn't basketball, bro. It was just freedom as far as, like, everything else too, bro. Just life. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I don't want to, like, disrespect, like, the lower level of basketball, because Division One is Division One. Talent everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was just, bro, just more freedom in every aspect. It was like a weight off my shoulders. That's what it came down to. It was between, honestly, it was between, because obviously I had Mississippi State, Michigan, UTEP, George Mason. It was between Coppin State and George Mason. But George Mason was like four from the crib. Cotton was literally, I was at the crib every day.
Yeah.
So that's what it came down to, bro.
Yeah, I mean, proximity to the crib, that's a lot of people don't understand how much value that is. Like, it's hard to call somebody from Philly to get them to go to Texas.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. That's hard to do.
Hey. Right? UTEP was on the phone saying a lot.
Yeah.
We could get your folks down there every game for give them an apartment, like whatever, through NIL, whatever stuff was. I'm like, man, they don't want to fly out here. Like, I don't want to. I mean, respectfully. But like, I know you, I've known you for years, bro, and I know how important family is to you. I'm like the same way, bro. Like, I just can't being away from my family. Being that far apart from my family, especially after the tragedy we experienced the year prior, nah, bro. I was cool.
So, playing overseas now, how have you developed that crust? It's almost like a callus. Like, you knew going into it, I'm not going to see my folks for X amount of time. How have you developed that? All right, but... this is my inspiration. This is why I'm doing this. You know what I mean? How have you kind of like, because I know you want to go home. You are a home body.
Thanks.
And this, Like, not a lot of people know that. Like, yeah. Sam, when you get an off day, you might be in Philly. Like, you might be at the crib, you know? Bro, you can't do that in Romania. They don't work like that.
Honestly, though, the difference is now, bro. So when that first experience happened with my little brother, I wanted to be super close to the family, just be around everybody. Sometimes not for good reasons either. You know, like, I had to, like, get my mom back on the go. But as time went on, I did that year at Coppin towards the end. But mentally, I just kind of start wanting to get distance. Kind of get my head on straight. Get distance from certain people, certain environments. Still stay close to the family. But then it came down to, I knew I was getting cheese. Like, I'm like, I'm getting paid. Like, mom, y'all understand. Like, right. It's my first year, so I ain't really getting the cheese that I can to really help my family as much as I can, but I still do if I can anyway.
Right.
Like, for example, now, this would made it worth it. Like, now I'm in talks with my agent about next year's salaries, like the market range that we're in based on my performance this year, and I see how my money is doubling, tripling up. And like my agent texts me something along the lines like, this salary at your second year, it's great. Like, people get that day third, you know, maybe fourth. Right. So that's what made me, like, be able to come over there easily, bro. Because I knew at the end of the day, it would all be worth it. And just thank God, you know, things are going in my favor right now. You know, so those conversations I had with my agent is what made it easy for me to, like, come out here ultimately.
I don't know how much of the Penn State basketball season you've seen this year, but them dudes is out there hooping, bro.
Yeah, they was getting tough.
They playing hard. They playing gritty. You know, defending. They playing that old Coach Chambers defense. Like, they full court up in, like, going for steals, reaching, playing physical. If they continue on the path that they are on, mm-hmm. where do you see that this team can go under Coach Rhodes?
Oh, I think they're selling. Honestly, you see what he was doing in the A-10. ECU, especially those, like, ace. He's just such a leader. People look up to him. Just that whole culture he had. You know, because he was at VCU with Bones, too. But he's, like, the guy that people are going to remember. With a guy like him and a coach like that, you know, the ceiling is through the roof. I do think it's not going to be as easy as they conquered the A-10. Like, not at all. You know, Penn State's, it's been doing well in basketball, but it's a football school. We all know that. It's not going to be easy to, like, just run the Big Ten. But I think in due time, with the resources Penn State have, the way the NIL stuff is going, they can do it. You know, it's just all it's all going to come down to, like, just, you know, the portal NIL stuff, bro. I think that's going to have more of an effect on college basketball than, respectfully, Coach Rhodes can control. He might be it's going to be plenty of great coaches out here. Great coaches that can't get the job done because they can't get guys to stay for 2-3 years, you know. And right. But I do think he's a great coach, and that core group they got, you know, they could definitely do something. They did something this year.
Like, they didn't make the tournament at NIT, nothing like that, but, like, then nobody want to play them. Like, but they were that team that were like, all right, we better buckle up because – You don't know who you're going to get. You don't know any given day somebody could go for 25.
Yeah, their defense was just crazy. I watched, like, a couple games, but I know how VCU play.
Right.
Guys, same coach. Like, yeah, you said it's Coach Chambers always, but Coach Chambers and Coach Rose, they both are defensive fanatics. Like, they always got scrappy-ass guards that get in your chest full court. Jamari, Ace, just annoying people. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
like, don't nobody feel like dealing with that, bro. Like, back up.
That defense, though, bro, was crazy. Like, when you got defense like that, you could compete with anybody in the country on college basketball, for sure.
I think you talked about him a little bit. Like, Ace really impressed me this year with the way he transitioned from the A-10 to the Big Ten. It's not easy to transfer up and still win the defensive player of the year as a 6-foot guard?
Yeah. Honestly, bro, that shit impressed me too. Like, But I like defense travels. If you could play defense as a 6 foot guard, your defense travels no matter what. And I always thought the biggest transition from going from Binghamton to Penn State was the big.
Yeah.
Guards, man, they 6 foot everywhere, 6'2" everywhere, but they all got skill. You go to the low major, the best players are the guards. High majors, the guards still can get to it. You know what I mean? So I'm not surprised he was able to come and strap up and get the steals because he's the head of the spear. He runs that defense. And on top of that, bro, the system wasn't different than what he used to. It's the same coach that came with him. That made it a lot easier. It would have been a little bit harder if he had went to upper and went to a different coach, different style. But he's a great defender no matter who he played for, as I would imagine. But, yeah, I was surprised. But, like, the way that defense was going, like, got to give it to him. And he's just sick. Like, he really sick. So.
Yeah. And, like, likes it. Like, he enjoys it. You know what I mean? Like, there's dudes that play defense and will do it for a possession or two and be like, all right, well, I'm good. But he like, no, this is what I do. Like,
you think he sit better than Jit?
Woo!
I think
you put me on the spot right now, dog. Like, I think he plays?
I think he's stronger than Jamari. That's the difference.
You say you think he's stronger?
I think
Jamari's stronger. I think Ace has better. Like, he's a better ball hawk than Jamari is. Like,
yeah.
Like, as soon as you pick that ball up, you're getting swiped at like 4 or 5 times. Like, so a lot of guards that are good, they'll like look over you and not really worry about you. Nah, he plays defense to the point where you got to kind of look down at him the whole time, turn your body away from him. Jamari, he was good at that. Bigger guards, as soon as they spin,
yeah,
that was his. He was getting that.
With Ace, it's gonna be hard to get him off you, for sure. Yeah. Jit, he timeless. He good at timing. I like with Jamari, bro. I used to always want to keep him in front. He was a great defender. Right. I always felt like I could get by him if I wanted. But I'm like, nah, I'm gonna just keep you on my eye side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because once you lose track and you get by a dude and you don't, Jamari,
you forgot something.
Ace, yeah. Ace, like, bro, you might not get the half court, though.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was just different, but yeah. I just wanted to see. I don't know who I would pick, but.
I don't know either, honestly, because I think they're both prolific defenders. Like, yeah. On the ball, they are both excellent, excellent defenders.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So, I got a couple questions, bro. Like, these are the hot topic questions going on right now, and I want your honest opinion.
All right. You know, I was going to give you honest regardless.
Which tournament do you think is going to be more interesting this year, the men's tournament or the women's tournament?
Women's, easy. They got the ball now. I'm super excited for that, honestly. I enjoy watching women's more anyway.
Yeah.
When it's one of them women on the screen, respectfully, like, but it's a lot of them now. And it's just, I think the whole narrative on women's basketball is changing. They always have talent, but the talent now is crazy. They got a lot of, like, talent where, like, you can name girls and people know they face off rip.
Yeah. But
women's tournament by far, bro. Like, men's college basketball is like, Edie won player of the year again. It's impressive, but like we've seen that before. We've seen the same Purdue. It's Kansas. It's like we've seen these teams.
There's not, in my opinion, there's not as much star power in the men's game as it is in the women's game right now.
For example, like Rob Dillingham, the hype he gets on social media, he's like the only one I see getting hyped up. And he might not be the best freshman on his team, but women basketball, they got a bunch of Dillinghams that, you know, they got that spotlight right now. So I think it's easy, like easily women's basketball. Hopefully they can, you know, use this. The women's sports can use this and like keep building off it. But like the men's, like, come on, y'all, like we got to do something.
I mean, Caitlin Clark got a State Farm commercial that they show on every single commercial break, bro. Everyone.
Nah, but she
does. It's crazy.
Best. Like she really weird. Like, she tough. Like, I watch her.
She's very tough.
Watch her, try to watch her games. I try to watch this little youngin' Hannah on Notre Dame. Yep. I think she's from, like, Jersey.
Hannah Hidalgo. Hidalgo, yep.
Hidalgo, yeah. And I try to watch USC. I'm not really a fan of Stanford. Andrew Reese and them, obviously, bro. It's just like one night the women's championship, like when a women's conferences championships was going on, like I literally was like keeping up with four different games, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
Men's, I swear, bro, I don't even watch like nothing. It's like I just look at these stats. Cool. I try to tap in with Penn State like three or four games just to see how they was doing, just supporting, you know, a school I went to. I watched a couple of Cotton games just to talk shit to my homie after the game. And that's it though, bro. But women by far is way more exciting, man. Easy.
Yeah. Okay. So the women's is more exciting.
Yeah.
Going back to the men's. Who's going to win the national championship in your eyes? I know you watched limited college basketball this year, but in your opinion, Sam Sessoms, right now, who's going to win the national championship?
I don't watch the game, but I still look at stats, scores, standings, and all that stuff, bro. I think it's going to be UConn again, honestly.
I'm not going to deter you from your opinion, but you do know the national champion of the previous year hasn't made it past the Sweet 16 since Florida, right?
Okay. But I didn't know that. But honestly, bro, they're just like such a team. I watched like two games. I watched their championship game in the Big East, but they just got like players. They play so like together. They play like they're giving me like UNC vibes. Like UNC, Villanova, how you just knew those teams was like,
okay.
Man, I forgot what years it was when UNC was making it, like they made it like 3 out of 4 years, but they didn't have no superstar.
Yeah, that was the year. So they had Joel Berry and Kennedy Meeks. And
yeah, great players.
Justin Jackson and all those guys. Yep, I remember those teams.
Like, just teams like that, they just, that's what UConn give up, bro. They just like this. Their coach is amazing. His whole family, obviously. Yeah. But yeah. I just feel like they're going to do it. And they've been dominating bad. Their point guard is really talented. Like, he's OD. He can do whatever he want out there. I just like him, bro. I think they go in. I'm trying to think. What other team? Like, obviously, I got hopes for Purdue, but, like, from the previous years, I think UNC is a sleeper team, honestly.
They're a sleeper. They're number one.
No, but, like, I don't think, like, I talk to people. No, I don't really see people saying they're going to win that many.
Okay.
That's what I mean, like, a lot of people saying UConn like me, what I'm saying. But, like, I think UNC is, I would have UConn then UNC, honestly. Who you think?
I got two. I got Houston in one. I like the way they play, man.
Yeah.
They're deep and they play hard, like, and they just rotate guys in, like, play as hard as you can, sub out, play as hard as you can, sub out. And that's in a tournament setting, like, you get hot, like, that's hard to deal with. And people are gonna give me a lot of shit for this one. But I think Illinois got enough to do it, bro.
Nah, shit over. What's his name? Terrence? His first name. If he going 30-something every game.
Well, he's been doing it. He's been doing it.
Yeah, in the Big Ten, he was doing some weird shit. Definitely went crazy.
Like, he was hooping, bro.
I don't know, but all it takes, that's what I'm saying, though. All it takes is one game for somebody to make him get 15, 16. I don't think that rest of the group could carry that load, honestly.
Okay. Hey.
Like, let's say he averages 24, get like 24, 23 a game. They got a chance to win. Oh, it'll take us for a team, but now you're playing the best teams. Like, every team you play is the best. So, I think one of them could probably sit down on that. Pause. Go ahead, bro.
I got my sleeper pick right now. In the first round. Everybody that I've talked to about this, they're like looking at me like I'm crazy. McNeese State is going to beat Gonzaga in the first round. 12-5. Will Wade got them boys out there hooping.
Yeah, no, I seen he got them boys hooping. You seen when he said, like, in the press conference video, like, when he got the job, he said, we're going to flip it around 20, and he did that. That's...
He said, this is going to be the biggest turnaround in college basketball history.
I can see that. I could definitely see that for sure, because Gonzaga isn't Gonzaga, how they've been previous years. They're still a really good team. But 12-5 seeds, too, like, yeah, that's, like, the perfect seed where, like, yeah, you
might... Yeah. They might, like, Gonzaga might come out kind of sleeping on them a little bit.
Yeah. That's the 12-5.
They destined for greatness, bro. McNeese State and Will Wade. That's my sleeper pick. You got one?
Sleeper pick. No, not really. I ain't really got no sleeper pick, to be honest. Because, like, even when you just said Gonzaga and McNeese, I actually watched McNeese play. Just because I got a homie that play in a conference and they beat my homie team. But they, like when you say Gonzaga, I don't even know who Gonzaga is. And that's the problem. Respect. Like, no, because that shit, like, hold weight, bro. We talk about NCAA stars are born, but, like, usually the teams that do sound like you, they got somebody that you know.
Stars aren't born, they're uncovered. Like, if you were in the basketball world, you kind of know generally who's going to win the national championship. Like, if you give people 8 teams, you'll be able to pick.
Yeah.
I mean, give people 50 teams, you'll be able to pick, like, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That, all right, these people have enough to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a matter of who's playing well right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I can't even really give you a sleeper pick because I don't watch as much. But that's why when you said that, Dagan McNeese – you said 12-5. I'm like, that's typically the seeds where, like, you sure.
And then I got one last question for you. This is a test your knowledge question, okay? I want to know if you can name the 5 Big Ten teams.
You hear me? Big Ten history.
With the most Big Ten tournament wins. I mean, with the most Big Ten tournament championships.
Well, I can eliminate one. All right, hold up. All right, hold up.
Bro, go ahead, bro.
All right, hold up. All right. Minus one.
It's you said what?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Purdue?
Nope.
What? All right, Indiana.
Nope.
You said top 5, bro?
Mm-hmm. Big Ten tournament.
Championships? So you already said Purdue, Illinois, no. Penn State, no.
No, you said Purdue, Indiana, no.
Oh, yeah, I said. All right, so it got to be. It's only 5 teams. Ooh, one of these teams was super crazy back in the day.
So the Big Ten tournament started in 98.
Ohio State, they got to be Violet.
Number 2.
Illinois.
Number 3.
Wisconsin, for sure.
Number 5.
I want to say Maryland.
Maryland came in.
Go ahead.
Maryland came into the Big Ten in like 2012 or something like that.
What do you think I said?
You said Wisconsin.
Illinois.
You said Illinois, and Ohio State.
Wisconsin, Illinois, bro. Ohio State. My dumb ass, bro. Michigan State, for sure. Is it both of the Michigans?
Damn. Michigan is number 6, actually. They're right outside.
I know it was Michigan State. When they was running their movie, their Cassius, how many he had? Like 2?
Cassius had 2 in his tenure.
Said Ohio State, not Maryland. It better not be like no team that's like.
Actually, no, Cassius only had 1. Cassius only had 1.
All right, so I'm trying to think of the rest of the teams. It's not that purple squad. It can't be. No. I mean, from my tenure, Nebraska was never nothing. Respectfully. Did we say Wisconsin already?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not even that many teams left. It's probably the only team I can't think of.
No, it's, I mean, you didn't name it.
Nah.
No. Yeah, don't even do that. No.
You know what I'm saying? The team in my crib?
Yeah.
And so, I said, bro, there's more teams in the Big Ten? I said no to no.
You're going to be mad when you don't get this.
I'm going to be mad? Why would I be mad?
Because they were good when you were in the league, too. Got one while you were in the league. Ooh. They got one while you were there, bro.
That's how you know I wasn't. I was just there. Like, I wasn't. Damn, they got one when I was there?
Yeah.
I remember the crazy part is I remember you literally asked me to name all the teams in the Big Ten. And I couldn't even do it.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Iowa.
Oh, my God. Oh, forget them. I thought I was forgetting another red
team. Yeah, because half the Big Ten is red.
Yeah. And so you said Iowa, Michigan State,
Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Illinois.
Illinois. Who number one?
Michigan State. They got 6.
6. Yeah. That's crazy. You know I wasn't going to get that, though, so.
Yeah, I know you wasn't going to get it. But you did pretty good. For everybody out there, Sam was never the Big Ten historian. So the fact that he got as many as he did was pretty good.
I literally just named everybody in the Big Ten, bro. Chickies. And now. Yo,
Sam, thank you so much for coming on with me, brother. So, this was so much fun. Got to get you back on. I think I'm going to do like a joint episode with you and Shep. Or maybe like a you and maybe like a Zay or Pickett or somebody.
But
we got to do like a reunion show to get everybody on, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Make sure the personalities match up the vibes. Sure, bro.
Thank you so much, bro. You know you can call me for anything. Good luck overseas, man. Stay safe. Have a great rest of your season. And this has been the newest episode of the Heat Check. See y'all next week. Peace. What's up, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Heat Check. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so we can continue to have big-time guests and create great content for you guys. And if you haven't yet, check us out on social media in the links below. Really appreciate you guys' support. We'll see you next week.